Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. The owners are meeting next week in Arizona. I guess the GMs are meeting this week.
No, the owners are down there.
Oh, then why am I what date am I looking at here? Oh, the article that I'm looking at was written last week. So
yes,
the owners are meeting right now.
I've already seen the coaches' pictures. Belichick actually was in it this year. Sometimes he doesn't. I've seen the general manager's picture, and there was a pictures of the female owners.
The female owners? And how many female owners are there?
I think there was like four. Or five.
Really?
Martha and McCaskey and Gail Benson and I think somebody else.
Why do they do that?
I have no idea.
They do that every year, though, because I saw the GM photo posted online yesterday. So one of the things that they're talking about is this new onside kick rule, and you've probably heard about it by now. It's proposed by the Denver Broncos, and the rule is this. Once a game, if I have that correct? This is not something you can do every time. Instead of trying to recover an onside kick, teams have the option of attempting to convert a 4th-and-15 play from their own 35-yard line.
They're just stealing this from the Alliance of American Football that does it on a – they do a – like a 4th-and-12 from the 28.
Okay. If they get the 15 yards, they get the first down, and they keep possession of the ball. If they don't get the 15 yards, the other team would take over possession from wherever the play ended. The Giants are against it. John Mara has come out and said, essentially, I don't know his exact quote, but it's along the lines of, what are we, the Arena Football League? Like, he hates it. But apparently a lot, there's enough support for it out there that there is a belief that this will pass. It takes 24 of 32 teams to change this rule. And, you know, most people are saying that this is a potentially, quote, fun option, quote, for teams.
I agree, but to me it didn't have to come down to this, but they changed the onside kick rule. I mean, last year the onside recovery rate was 7.5%, which, to give you the exact totals, 4 out of 53 onside kicks were attempted last year, or 53 were attempted, only 4 recovered. The year before, recovery rate was 21.7, and they changed the rule because of injury worries that you can't have a running start when you do the onside kick.
Right, or any kick. It used to be you could all have running starts for the kickoffs, and you could have running starts for onside kicks, and now you have to be standing still when the ball is touched by the foot, right?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I'm no expert on if that's going to, you know, put a halt to injuries or whatever by doing it, but especially for an onside kick, it just seems so ridiculous. Just keep it the way it has been. I don't think people are getting hurt on onside kicks.
But what if they kick it deep? I mean, they kind of have to have the same rules consistent for each kickoff, don't they? Or do you have to declare, I'm kicking an onside kick in this particular instance?
I get that. You're correct on that.
I mean, it does kind of take away... Well, I guess it doesn't take away the surprise onside kick. I mean, theoretically, you could still pull off
the
Sean Payton surprise onside kick like the Saints did in the Super Bowl and probably try to catch a team napping. I mean, look, would a 4th-and-15 be fun?
Yeah.
Yes, it would be fun. But then I would ask hockey fans out there, would a shootout be fun? Well, they might. The old school people might deny that it's fun. But yes, it's fun, but it goes against what the fabric of the game is. That's why a lot of fans never have embraced the shootout in hockey, because it's like, it's not hockey. It's a skills competition. Well, this is football. I mean, you're putting your offense against your defense, but it does seem a little bit gimmicky. And the other thing I guess I'm just thinking about from a competitive standpoint, the onside kick is a nice tool to have, right? And it theoretically can fuel comebacks in the waning moments of a game if you're fortunate enough to recover one. But should you really have a 1 in 5 chance of recovering an onside kick? I mean, if you get down 3 touchdowns in the first half, why should you get some added help or cushion to make your comeback, right? I mean, isn't that kind of like a...
What do you mean? Are you trying to abolish all onside kicks?
No. I'm just trying to say, why not keep onside kicks the way they are?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like... They're like, oh, nobody ever recovers onside kicks, so we have to make it more fair. Well, why? You have to make it more fair for the team that's trailing to try to get back in the game?
I don't think fair is the right word. You try to, I don't know, make it more competitive, so to speak, or make it more exciting. It'd probably be a better term. You know, if you're down two scores, this way gives you a chance to cut it down to one score, or even, you know, take the lead if you're down by one score.
I understand that, Stoney, but it's like, for example, take college football, right? You go out of bounds, or pardon me, you get a first down in college football, the clock stops until the flags are reset, the chains. Now, a lot of people like that. I personally like that. Some people don't because, A, it drags the game out. The time of a college game is always longer than a professional game. And, B, it's like it gives an edge to a team that is trying to make a comeback. And while that's more exciting and more fun, is it more fair? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean,
like, to me, this is the NFL saying, oh, those comebacks just they never work out because the team that's trailing has a much harder time of getting an onside kick, to which I say, then don't get behind in the fourth quarter.
To me, the analogy is like college basketball where you're calling a timeout after you score. That's what I think this is almost.
But both teams have the same number of timeouts. This, now granted, the other team could do it too if they really wanted to, the leading team, but this is a way of saying in the fourth quarter, when you're down and you're trying to make a comeback, here's a little cheese for you, because otherwise you're probably not going to be able to make your comeback.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, who knows? We won't find the answer. We won't find the answer out till it's played out. What do you think the percentage of successfully completing a fourth and 15 or whatever you want to call the play?
I would guess it's higher than 4 out of 53.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that's what you said. The percentage last year, the onside recovery rate, as Stoney said, was 7.5%, which is 4 of 53.
I think for this, it'll be probably like 15% maybe.
Yeah. So that's higher.
Yeah.
So you're making a comeback more likely, which is fine if that's what you want.
But it's still not as high as the old onside kick. They had the running start.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The ticket text 97136. Look, this is a minor tweak to the NFL. I don't think this is going to be a game changer like when they added the 2-point conversion.
They're doing nothing basically on the replays.
Yeah. Or, I mean, there was talk of allowing coaches to challenge a pass interference. But
they're fine with what happened in the NFC Championship game. Why change?
Well, I mean, again, people are still going to watch. I mean, for all the bitching we do and the ideas we have to change the sport, I just think this, the way they have it, is fine. And if teams can't find a way to get the ball back after scoring a touchdown to get within two touchdowns, then that's their fault for getting down in the first place.
True.
So you'd vote yes?
Yeah, I'd vote yes on this. To me, if there was choice A, the new onside kick, choice B, the fourth and 15, I'd go with the fourth and 15. But if they could choose three, the old onside kick, I'd go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you had a decent chance. And I don't know, there was something about the onside kick that was, you know, trying to figure out different ways to do it.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is I'm a big fan of innovation. And I feel like it's almost like the special teams coaches and the kickers have kind of thrown up their hands and saying, we've tried everything. We've done the thing where he approaches and then kicks it the other way. We've tried the thing where he, kicks it straight down to the ground and tries to get it to pop up. They've tried the thing where they boot it through the initial line and try to get it maybe 20 yards deep.
I think the most successful way would be, and I'm not a kicker, so I'm probably wrong on this, if you just kick it as hard as you can right at somebody, because they're not going to catch it.
Yeah.
It'll bounce.
And hope it goes off of them.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, in case people are curious, regular penalties do apply.
Yes.
So if there's pass interference or defensive holding called, that's an automatic first down and you get the ball. So I actually think it might be up towards 20%. It might be towards the original onside kick. We are talking about the new NFL idea for the onside kick. This would be once a game. The team can't do it repeatedly. And it would have to come in the fourth quarter, where instead of trying an onside kick, you have fourth and 15 from your own 35. And you try to get a first down. And if you get it, you get the ball. And if you don't, the other team gets the ball. And if there's penalties, the penalties are applied the exact same way.
So if you score and you're down two scores, and you only can use it once, do you use it the first time, or do you want to wait until, or the fact that you don't think you can recover the onside kick, so you have to use it and then take your chances on the onside kick later?
I don't know. It's a great question. Mm-hmm. These are great questions, Stoney. Let's go to Matt in Canton on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Matt.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. First of all, let me say I agree with keeping it as is, but I was thinking, what if you had a Sean Payton or Sean McVay or one of these guys who do things a little differently, and they go on some long sustained drive, 6 minutes left, something like that, and go up by two scores. In the same way that teams often will not punt from, say, the other team's 45 because they just want to maintain possession and maybe run out the clock, what would keep one of these coaches or somebody taking a chance from saying, okay, we just scored, given an opportunity, you know, if I'm ahead, I might do this?
Well, first of all, if you're ahead and you try that from your own 35-yard line, people would go crazy if you didn't get it.
But if you got it, you have balls of steel. Yeah,
that'd be ridiculous. That'd be balls of stupidity.
Unless you got it right, in which case you look like a hero.
No, it's still wrong.
I know what you're saying, Matt, but I think it would be very unlikely.
Oh, I think so, too. It would make for excellent viewing, I think, and a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking,
yes.
Certainly. But I could see him going on some long drive, wearing out the defense, and then saying, you know what, while they're tired, let's do this again.
Well, let's just give you an example, Matt. Let's say the Lions did this. It's tie game. Lions go up a touchdown. And I know this would never happen, but just for the sake of argument, let's play along. And so they say, you know what, we want to win it right here. We'll take the 4th and 15. Stafford throws a pick six. The other team goes for two and wins by one. Do you think we would talk about that the next day on the radio station?
A bit.
Yeah. We might have to install an extra 10 lines.
Either the pick six or they would throw a play that would come just short of the first down.
Yes. That they're a screen a great pass.
Matt Stafford needs 14 more yards to move to 70,000 in his career.
Yeah.
And he'll get the 14 yards, but he can't get the first down to keep salt the game away.
I can hear Dan Miller with the call now. So the Lions are going to try to keep it right here. They have a one play to get 15 yards. Ooh, a draw play to Riddick. And that stopped for no gain. Interesting.
They'll run a 14-yard curl pattern.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's go to Ken in Romeo, 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Hey, Matt kind of mentioned it, but I would like the 4th and 15 because it puts the defense right back out onto the field, especially if you had a long drive prior.
That's a great point.
Great point. Yes.
That is a great point. Yeah, so you have a long, grueling 12-play, 84-yard drive that takes 7 minutes and 46 seconds off the clock. And you bring them right back out.
It's the fourth quarter, so they're gassed anyways.
Yeah, I like that.
They do get that endless 5-minute commercial break after the touchdown, though.
Is it 5 minutes?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, but they do get a chance to catch their breath a little bit, or as they say in the NFL, get a blow. Right? Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, they say that in a lot of sports.
Okay, well, I'm just pointing that out. Let's go to Butch next in beautiful Fowlerville, Michigan. 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Butch.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Wonderful. How are you?
Good. My thought on this is, what if they take on the onside kick, what if they keep it how it is, so you can't start until you kick the ball, but move the receiving team 5 yards closer? That would disrupt the timing of everything. So the defense, the kicking team, and the receiving team would still get there at the same time like it used to be, but there just wouldn't be the high-impact collisions.
So, wait, I'm confused. You move the kickoff up 5 yards, or you just bring the receiving team 5 yards closer?
Bring the receiving
either
team.
One. So either way, however it works out best. But that way the ball and the players could still get there at the same time like before, but with less high-impact collisions.
And they'd have to change the rule. The ball has to travel 5 yards instead of 10 yards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea at all.
You could still do like Stoney said. You could line drive it at somebody better at 5 yards than you could at 10 yards.
100%. Are you an NFL owner, Butch? Can you nominate this?
You know, I can make a few calls.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Call Mrs. Ford if you can get her on the horn, and maybe the Lions could.
It's only 5:40 down there, right? In Phoenix.
I always forget Phoenix. If it's 2 hours or three, I think it's three. But it's not a bad idea. I actually kind of like that idea. Rob in Clarkston, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Robert.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good.
Great. How are you?
Good. Yeah, no, I had a couple quick points on it. I just was going to say, I guarantee you that one thing is true, which is that Belichick and the Patriots will be absolutely the best at this.
They'll find a loophole.
The second part of it is that, you know, when you look at the risk-reward side of it, I think the percentage would be much higher because you got to kind of think of it like the empty net in hockey. You have nothing to lose when you're at the end of the game. And so it increases your risk. It's not like looking at like a 3rd and 10. It's a 4th and 15, and you're going to lose the game anyways. Most of the time you're going to use it. So you're going to take chances. You're going to throw the ball up for a guy to make a play. So and with the penalties and everything else, I think it'll have a much higher percentage. And then, you know, the last part of it would be I would utilize it to make teams burn timeouts. Because, you know, you're in the middle of the third quarter and all of a sudden you run your team out there to try it and the other coach goes nuts and he's like, oh, wait, we got to get our defense out here, and you burn a timeout.
Well,
and then
you
run back out your normal guy and kick. You know, you could totally take advantage of it in that way too.
See, because of the commercial break in between the scoring, I don't think you would actually be able to fool the other team.
I think you probably would have to declare it. I don't think you can just do something like that. And Rob, you made the point. You still there, Rob? Oh,
yeah.
Rob hung up. Yeah, no, you made the point.
No,
I'm still
right
there.
Okay,
there.
You made the point that the Patriots, you know one thing for sure, that the Patriots will take advantage of the rule. I think the other thing you probably know for sure is that the Lions will get burned by it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah. Then they'll make a rule later about how the Lions got ruled done by it, but it won't have any impact on that day.
No, absolutely not, yeah.
And you also know there's going to be teams that are going to start a new position on their staff. Quality control for the onside kick play, whatever they're going to call it.
I would hope that the offensive coordinator would be under his purview, wouldn't
it? You would think, but they'd have...
If it's a 4th and 15 and you have to get 15 yards, if Daryl Bevel can't be in charge of that, then he's not a very good offensive coordinator.
They'll study every 15-yard situation that this team's ever had. They'll have somebody... All he does is look at video of 15s.
Some ticket text at the 97136. I'll bet everybody thought onside kicks were gimmicky when they first came out. It's time to evolve. I got to admit, I don't know the history of the onside kick.
Me neither.
I don't know if it was a loophole that somebody discovered where it said the kick must go 10 yards and you can recover it once it goes 10 yards. And some team had the idea, wait a minute, what if we only kicked it 10 yards? I don't know when that all started. But I have seen plays, not very often, but where the receiving team, the receiver, makes the mistake of thinking it's a punt and just lets the ball sit there.
Correct.
And then the kicking team can recover it. How many 4th and 15 plays are going to end in pass interference penalties? Doesn't sound fun. Sounds lame. That's from Scott.
That's going to be very big.
It'll be big, but if they apply the same rules they did to the Rams-Saints game, they won't call pass interference.
That's true.
They'll simply let it go and say that there was a, you know, nothing, no penalty on the play.
By the way, the Lions signed that guy.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Lewis.
Tommy Lee Lewis.
Yeah. If your team is down by 10 with, say, 4 minutes to go and you try an onside kick, it's successful and you score, they won't let you try it again.
No.
So why do you even try it the first time? Well, again, onside kick you can do anytime you want. The 4th and 15 play you can use only once.
Which makes no sense to me.
Right. If it works, or if it has roughly the same percentage as an onside kick, why wouldn't you allow
it? Well, it is the same percentage of the old onside kick.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry. Yeah.
I don't know. Cool. Because it gives coaches something else to think about. Don't even give them that option.
How about this one? Can you go for it from your 35, 4th and 15, but punt and try to pin him inside the 10? On a normal kickoff, if it goes out of bounds, it's an infraction. Would it be one here? See, these are great questions.
That is a great question. Sure, I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Because it says if you don't gain the 15 yards, the defense, the other team takes over where the ball was scrimmaged from, or hiked from.
Oh, I thought they took over wherever the result of the play ended.
Yeah, but if the...
Well, the play ended down at the 10-yard line. If that's the play, if it's a punt,
oh, yeah.
I mean, a quarterback can punt the ball. It doesn't have to be
that's
the punter.
True.
I'm completely against the proposed rule. If you're in a position where you have to onside kick, you don't deserve to win the game and certainly don't deserve an added advantage. See, that's kind of where I am. Great ticket text. See, he just said it in 3 sentences, what I said in like 12 minutes. So much better, much more concise. 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.